Transmitting from deep below a nondescript cornfield in central Indiana, join Billy, Eric, and Joe as they discuss news, rumblings, and rumors from the world of action figure collecting. This is the Off the Card Podcast.
Guys, 2024, welcome. Off the Card, episode 27. And now you can see our beautiful faces. We're on YouTube now, boys. So wear your pants. And oh, there goes Paul. You wear your pants. Don't pick your nose. People are watching.
All new, all different.
Yeah, all new, all different. All the same. So yeah, here we are, man. Did you guys have a good holiday after? I say we were together a little bit before Christmas, weren't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then New Year's, and I see none of you popped up on the local blotters. So we're.
I pay good money.
Yeah. I keep a lawyer on retainer.
I just became a hermit.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. I was in bed at like 9 o'clock. It isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I got COVID. So.
My wife got the flu the day after Christmas, and we held up in the house at that point.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. So, oh my Lord. So we did the Faraday show, had a great time with those folks, had a ITC Productions holiday party, impromptu kind of thing. And here we are, man. Let's get to some toys and stuff. Anybody get anything cool leading up to our news here? Anybody get anything cool for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever?
I don't have it within reach, and it's not toy, but I got a katana for Christmas.
Is it got Randy Jackson's signature on it?
No, not yet. Oh, wait.
sorry. Because, I mean, obviously you'd have him sign that. I mean,
oh, obviously.
Obviously.
It's the only thing I'd have on me, so.
The katana. Is it a Hanzo? Are you a?
No, it's. No. I couldn't tell you what it is. I think it says honor on the scabbard, maybe. Then.
So when can we expect Joe in the backyard cutting watermelons to like Eye of the Tiger?
Well, it's definitely got to warm up some before I try that.
Dude, you got to invite us over. That would be so sweet. Because I'll hold them. If you want to chop, I'll hold a couple.
Oh, no, you could get out there in the wintertime. We could make some snowmen. You cut their heads off like Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's reenacting Kill
Bill. There can be only one.
Then we go more to like some Shaolin, you know, type. Yeah, we'll get ninja weapons out there.
There you go.
Kick shit out of some snowmen. That'd be awesome. I didn't get any toys for Christmas. I got money and gift cards and things that I used to procure toys, but I didn't get anything.
I didn't either. I got actually quite a few because I collect movies too. I actually got a really hard to find box set that's extremely hard to find.
Cool.
And found it and got it for an extremely good price. So it's that Time Life Ghostbusters box set that came out years ago that was in the shape of the firehouse.
Yeah.
It was like $300 when it came out. They've been going for like $800 or $900. One showed up at Disc Replay for $2. And I had some wrestling DVDs, so I got it for like $140. So I was like, all right, that's my Christmas present. Don's like, that's your Christmas. I'm like, that's fine. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that deal.
Nice. Yeah, I don't ever find deals like that, you know, but I don't ever go into those places either. So there you go. I just, you know, got down to the root cause why I don't find that shit. So, all right.
My son got me the Darth Vader lightsaber from Galaxy's Edge.
So. Nice.
Nice.
Now, so Paul now has a weapon to the great watermelon bash. at the Wayward House for Squirrels. Is that what it is?
Yep. The Gardner Manor for Wayward Squirrels.
There you go. We're going to go. They won't be bored in Hendricks County that ain't shivering right now.
Last year he got me the Luke's lights. So I have Luke and Vader now both. So
nice.
Star Wars.
Please, yeah, say? Please, I'm 51, please reenact the Star Wars kid for us one day.
Like now? I mean, I can.
No, keep it on. We're on YouTube now again.
Exactly.
Pants are on, fingers out of noses, gentlemen. So let's go ahead. 2023, we did our list. Our list got blown to pieces. We added things and took things away. Whatever. We'll just next to 2024. We'll do it after the 31st. How about that?
Don't blame us. Blame
me. Not a bad idea.
It's my fault. I went early. So there's that. I mean, there's a lot of clearance there at the end of 2023. Like I was telling you guys before we went on, everybody knows Super 7 clearances for their Ultimates line. We were getting those for like $10.99 a piece. Target ran a bunch of special on Motu Masterverse.
WWE figures too.
WWE. I mean, there was stuff everywhere. I think I probably had more stuff come to the house on clearance in that month than I did like for the 4 months leading up to it, because everything was just so cheap. It was some things I don't even really collect, but I'm like, how can I turn
the
down?
Deal, yeah. The deal was too good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it looks like doom and gloom, for Super 7's Ultimates. They lost, looks like, the Disney license and Simpsons, which I think they're technically the same thing now, right, Paul?
That's under the same umbrella.
Fox, so there's that. So let's Paul, give us some screenshot. What are we talking about? Yeah. Shoot something up there. Let's go. Bang bang.
Bang. Where is it?
That's just a close-up.
Oh, hey, there we go. Hey. New.
It's a bar.
I'm fired.
No, I pre-ordered this one. This is the, what was his name again, Joe?
Bonvar.
Yeah, that guy. Man. I was on the fence, and then I seen the video, because he's a little salty, a little pricier than the other ones. And
yeah.
I seen that they had him posed up on his back legs.
Jeez, he looks like he's probably a foot tall.
How much is he? Legs.
I know right now Big Bad Toy Store is going for like $125, $124.99.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not cheap. He big boy. But
I would say it was maybe 80 if you got on the
I think that's what I think.
Horseman
I
paid for my pre-sale.
85 through Horseman, store Horseman. So, yeah. Beautiful figure. I plan on using him for an awesome cocaine bear diorama.
I'm trying to find those Mego Anchorman figures. I want Brick Tam one.
Oh, riding a bear, right?
Yeah. Riding a furry tractor.
Yeah, a big furry tractor. Yeah.
See, when I get him, I'm going to pose my Dr. Doom figure on him.
Nice.
From that one comic panel where he showed up out of the wilderness riding on the bear. I think a bit of polar bear, but you know,
it comes with alternate head and there's a saddle. I think I might try to recreate scenes from The Great Outdoors with him. So we'll see. now I need a John Candy action figure. Damn it.
Someone needs to get on that.
Yeah. No shit. ASAP.
Yeah. There's only been one. It's the one for Stripes for the Funko Pops.
Did they do? Yeah, they did him. Didn't they?
I have him.
Yeah,
he's covered in mud and he's holding two bikini tops.
I'll lay off a Funko then. Damn it. So there's a bear and he looks cool. And then the bear, I pre-ordered him, and I pre-ordered the female barbarian. Or is she an elf? I don't know.
She's Neve cool or something?
R-E-N-E, Renee, Renny. Yeah, I try not to do too much with mispronouncing the Mythic Legions because I don't want to conjure a demon or anything. Her right there.
Yeah.
I think she's got pointy ears, so she might be an elf. I don't know. I don't typically, when it comes to the Mythic Legion stuff, I typically don't mess with like your quote, like hero figures. I like the,
right.
I like the vampires. And I like the undead. Like those type of guys, but this, they're just going to look cool together. It looks like a Fazetta painting.
Like totally.
you know that they're going to, someone's going to, one of those customizers, God bless their little hearts, but they're going to do her topless riding a bear. It's going to look like a freaking Goldschlager.
Something out of heavy metal.
Penthouse magazine. Yeah. So,
but why, yeah, this look like a, looks like a Dio album cover.
I wish. Oh. It'd be badass. Speaking of Dio, we there's some figures that look very Dio-esque later on.
Are they short? All
these, the Mythic Legions, all that stuff. The it ended, the four Store Horsemen pre-order ended, and then they went out to all their approved retailers for the inflated, for the higher prices. Big Bad Toy Store has them all up if you want to spend a little bit extra, but you don't want to pay in advance. Big Bad typically is a really good opportunity.
Yeah.
And then there's some kind of like All In or something. I think there's a picture there. Something about if you get X amount of figures, you get this head as a retailer thank you exclusive and stuff. So and pick your poison, you know, whatever you want to do. So, but yeah, that started off 2024 for me. Pre-orders. Yay. What else we got, Paul? Mezco stuff. Joe, you're up.
Oh yeah. So last Friday, the January 12th was 1/12 day.
Did you get him in the like the 3 seconds he was up?
I checked like 15 minutes after he went live and he was waitlisted already.
Same with me, because I was just looking. I wasn't gonna get him. But I just wanted to see, and yeah, he was gone. He was actually gone like 7 minutes.
I did put my name in on the wait list, so we'll see, because people are already getting them. I mean, that's how ready they had them. But the thing is, they had them, you know, limited supply, but unlimited orders. You could order as many as you wanted. Normally, they've got a limit of 5 at the most.
I seen that a lot on that day.
I'm a little confused.
I know they work in tandem with a lot of the YouTube guys, and I know some of the YouTube guys already had these on hand on the 12th. So good for them.
Because it's a lot of the YouTube and the Instagram toy photographers that do the, you know, the promotional pictures that you see, and you know, once it goes live, whoever it is usually reveals, hey, oh yeah, this, my pictures that they use. It's like,
yeah,
okay, so you had it like 3 months before anyone else.
It feels like it, doesn't it? And I know some people get salty, and it does suck a little bit when you get waitlisted and you can't give them your money for something you want, but then they send out promo samples to, yeah.
Hey, maybe we'll get to that point sometime.
I want one day to be eventually called a shill. That's my goal. That's
sellout,
shill, a plant. What else did Cat Williams call everybody?
I mean,
anyway, yeah, it's that's yeah,
but I mean, it looks really freaking cool.
Looks cool, man. Yeah,
it was go live day when I realized, oh, Red Eye Knight, Jedi Knight.
Yeah, I know.
I knew it was a Star Wars. I knew it was a Star Wars influence thing, but I just, yeah,
yeah. And we got the next one, his
Olamu Rook, his the villain. No.
Yeah.
He only went up for pre-order. And you know, it's one of those, I don't want him unless I got the other guy too. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think
looks cool though.
I think the pre-orders close this coming Friday.
Yeah. He looks good. I mean, he looks very good.
And he looks like, if you've watched any of the stop motion promos that they've done, there was one a while back, the murder hornet whatever guy got sucked into some kind of portal. I think this is him. I think he got sucked through the portal, got mutated, changed or whatever, because there's like one of the pictures, the back of his head is like cracked open and glowing because there's all kind of light features to him.
Yeah, he comes with like a bunch of different
So
cool.
So I think we'll find out when he actually comes out, because I imagine he'll be one of the ones that comes with comic. I'm pretty sure Red Eye Knight comes with comic as well.
Nice. Oh yeah, there, Paul. If you go back, that one, he got Joe got that one in the mail. The Doctor Doom.
Oh yeah, my Dr. Doom arrived.
God, the thing's metal,
dude. He is. Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of diecast to him, and this cape is so perfectly poseable. He rocketed to the top of my list for the year. I did not get the Fantastic Four set.
Man, I looked at that, and then I'm glad I didn't, because I've seen some reviews and stuff, and I don't know if it's worth the price.
It sounds like, things, joints are a little, you got to be gentle with it, which it tends to be the case with some of the Mezco figures.
True. I mean, I know the sod cutter, the last sod cutter got, fell apart into people's hands and stuff with the elbow joints and such. So
I do believe it's been a while since I looked, at one point in the last week, that Fantastic Four set was going for like $375 on Amazon.
Okay.
So still pricey, but that's lower than the regular $420.
$420, $450, something like that. So, yeah. Those big sets, though, that they've been putting out, like even the Ghostbuster one has went down in value quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a lot to ask. I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I mean, the
Ghostbuster one, when it first came out, I think it was like $400, maybe more.
It's down now. You can find it under $300 pretty easy. So, and then the new Spidey came out. I've been watching reviews on that. Yep. And that that's the point to where I declared that I'm officially, if it's not Rumble Society or Rumble adjacent or horror type that falls under the Mezco banner, I'm not buying it. And that Spidey, just I'm seeing so many mixed reviews.
I can let you know in about a week. That's mine's scheduled to arrive next Thursday. So
nice.
I don't have them in hand. I'm just going by the pictures I'm seeing in the groups. It's all pleather. All that red's all the pleather stuff. It seems some joints have popped, and you can't really get to them to do anything.
Yeah.
One guy shared a picture, the shoulder joint completely popped out of the socket or broke or whatever the case was.
That's a bit much, man, for $120 figure before shipping, you know. I'm not bashing them. Don't get me wrong. All companies have their issues, but man, $120. And then.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting more selective. Ooh. In what I'm getting. Yeah. I'm kind of going to be going the same route as you, Rumble Society.
Yeah.
For the most part, G.I. Joe, as far as Mezco goes, because that Roadblock's really awesome.
No, and I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And you got your mutton, you just talked about Joe. You got your Mutton Junkyard.
My Mutton Junkyard showed up.
I'm seeing some grumbling about that.
Still haven't opened them.
Yeah.
Still haven't opened them yet.
I've heard some grumbling. Some people have complained that it doesn't feel like it's actually worth the deluxe price, that it should have just been a...
Kind of doesn't look like it. I mean, just looking at the package. Okay, you got the dog. Other than that, everything else is pretty much standard for a standard figure.
I will say, though, the dog looks fantastic. He looks, all of the G.I. Joe animals that they've done have looked super, super nice. So I give them credit for that.
That they have, yes, absolutely. And that's, again, with the G.I. Joes, I gotta start scaling back some, and you know, just the figures that I really, granted, the nostalgia kicks in, and it's tough for me to not say, oh, I gotta have that one, gotta have that one, gotta have that one, gotta have that one.
I
gotta be more selective.
Yesterday, I was out at Sewer Layer out in Terre Haute, and they had the new classic version of Firefly, and I stopped dead in my tracks because Firefly is one of my favorite.
This one,
that one. There you go.
Yeah,
rub it in.
Anyway, this is another one a lot of people complained about when he came out last year, and I got mine. It's like, What are you complaining about?
Right. That one almost, because I don't own any classified G.I. Joes anymore. I sold them. I went like the first like year, right. year and a half, 2 years when they were out and then dumped them because it was right during the whole Target thing where everything was so damn hard to find. Anyway, I seen that when I stopped and I almost put it in my pile of figures. Like, nope, I don't mess with them. But you're right. The nostalgia when it kicks in, especially on
the. Oh, it's so hard.
I know. They drop a Tiger Force roadblock, it's game on. I will probably have to break down and get that one. Or if they do this version of,
yeah. I mean, you figure he's on his way.
I hope. This one will be tough for me not to buy. That is my favorite, one of my favorite.
That's still my favorite Storm Shadow.
Yeah, I want you to verbally tell me what it is.
It is. What is it?
For those who aren't watching on YouTube.
Is it version two?
Version two.
Version one was just all white.
White. This is version two. This is the one where he was actually a member of G.I. Joe.
Yep.
So
that's the one I had as a kid.
Good guy, Storm Shadow. So I don't know. I like him.
He with the cool. tattoo on the bare forearm.
Yep. With the Arashikage. Yep. Yeah, yep. I like that one. That one's always kind
of... One of these days, I'll have on my forearm.
You know, I've got an open spot. I might. Probably not, though. Yeah, can't do that. So what else we got? We got Mountain Jack. Oh, yeah. You guys, go back, Paul. Go back. Bring it up. Joe and Eric both can geek out
for already know. Moments. I already know.
You? Cliff. I got two of them.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I got Lift two of them.
It's cool that they used the Misfit license on that. I know, you know, but still. And even them being able to use the lightning bolt fonts, I know Metallica's kind of tight on that, so it's cool that they let them do that too. What is the guitar or the bass? What can you tell what brand it is? Did they?
I forget the name.
I don't know my guitars, so.
What did
it say on the headstock there?
I'm not sure what he, I don't think it's in business anymore. I know he used Rickenbacker quite a bit, but I know he used a couple other things too.
Okay. I didn't know. Cause I know sometimes we talked about it in the past on the show, like
fun licensing rights for guitars. Quite a few companies in the past have gotten in trouble. Even Guitar Hero got in trouble with Gibson.
Yeah. I know they got really upset with like the, I think it was Slash. It was a Slash pop.
Slash Funko really, pop. With, again, Gibson guitars. Gibson's very particular about their brand.
Well, I mean, in their colors too, their colorways, like certain things are their, Paul comes from that background of hustling and selling that stuff. They're jerks, but I get it. It's their IP. I understand, you know,
but I'm pretty sure the figure was cleared by everybody. Cause the pre-orders got released the week of his birthday.
I can't imagine them not dotting their I's and crossing the T's on everything.
Yeah, I don't even know who runs the Burton estate now because his dad died last year. Yeah, so it's his sister.
Yeah.
So
I know on the back of the box it says proceeds go towards the scholarship foundation.
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. It's a scholarship fund that his dad Ray set up years ago. That's what I made the announcement. So
I believe it's his sister. So I'm sure they went ahead. And plus, I can't see anybody being a jerk about something that's going to charity like that. So, go ahead, Paul. Throw that one up. Me and Joe's, I got one. Joe, you got one.
Yep.
That is getting ready to enter into the Easter display.
What are we looking at, Billy?
That right there is McFarlane's Collector's Edition version of Captain Carrot. Was it Justice League Infinite or something? Anyway.
From the Multiversity series. Yeah, Justice League Infinite, I believe.
Infinite. There's the Barack Obama Superman in that book, and then there's that version of Captain Carrot. And it's just... Basically, they took all these people from all the different multiverses, like or whatever they called it in DC. Hell, who knows? And they put them together, and then it's like an updated version of Captain Carrot. And he's a giant bunny rabbit superhero. He's so
which up. I remember him from when I was a kid, Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
And the comic Zoo Crew, book. And I very like if
never
I
remember would right, have
it looked very like Spider-Ham. It was like. Spider-Ham was kind of a jab at that, kind of, maybe, or the other way.
Yeah, it might be. Because they were all anthropomorphic based off of existing characters.
So we're talking about McFarlane's collector's edition figure. So I think that one was $30, right? $29.99 retail.
I think so.
Because his normal figures now are $19.99 to $24.99, depending on where you go. Big disturbance in the toy collecting YouTube world and all the influencers and stuff. I can't flip through YouTube without finding a video of somebody calling for the downfall and the crucifixion of Todd McFarlane. So he put out a line. I think we got pictures of it.
It took that long.
He put a line of figures out. And he did it exclusively through his online store, and they were $40 a piece, and they are build a figure of, it escapes me. If I don't have the pictures there, maybe I didn't have the pictures. Like maybe I just had a link. Let me bring it up real fast, guys. I know it's right here, but anyway, it upset some people. That the prices went up and they went to here it goes, Toy News. We're going to use Toy News Eye for this.
Hold on a second. I think I got it.
Okay. So it's a series. It's got Superman. There it is. Yep. The Multiverse Crisis on Infinite Earths Build-A-Figure the Monitor Wave. So you buy Psycho Pirate, Kid Flash, Monitor, and Superman Earth 2, and you get a Build-A-Figure piece. So he put these out on his website for $39.99. They are $10 more than the normal of these Build-A-Figure wave or the exclusives. Anyway, people are losing their mind. Losing their absolute mind. Can't let it go. They put them up. Some of them, a couple of them sold out, a couple of them didn't. And then they pulled them back, and then you can only buy them as a set. People lost their just ever loving mind over this. I'm like, don't buy it. There's nothing. I mean, I'm looking at it as a DC fan. The only figure in there that I would really want, and it really depends on how it looks if I see it, is the Spectre myself. But that's probably the same Superman buck he's been running for 3 years now, 4 years now, or whatever, I don't know. It just, people really lost their cool over this. I mean, people are like, oh, it's just the end of McFarlane. This is the hill. This is what's good. This
certainly wasn't his hot take about female action figures. Two years
it wasn't
ago.
Bad. It wasn't anything. Yeah. Okay. And this is it. An extra $5 or $10. Look, prices went up. We all know that. It sucks. But
oh yeah.
I mean, it went up. Prices went up. We get it. But it's not like these are going out to retail. These are a specialty of a specialty kind of niche. That's he's keeping in house that you have to get through his website. Look, they don't sell. He'll put them on clearance. He does it with everything. Have you ever seen the McFarlane Toy Store online? Holy crap. About every month or two, there's some kind of bundle where there's 8 figures for $30 or something because he can't sell them. That's fine. These will probably end up going that route as well. I mean, it is what it is. If that's what you think is going to be the downfall of McFarlane and his toy empire, you're new. Because he's been doing shit for a 30 long years almost. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about the price increases. People in the Sideshow and Hot Toy groups here lately have been losing their minds because Sideshow bumped all their Hot Toy prices by $5. I mean, $5, it's not much considering how much you're already paying for those things. And
no,
the fact that they've gone this long without bumping them.
Right.
But there was chaos for a couple of days there.
If you're in the market where you're buying Hot Toys, what does a Hot Toys figure go for now? $3+?
$2.50 at the lowest.
$2.50, $3+, the highest, whatever. Yeah. If $5 is going to make and break you on $300 purchase, you've got issues. You need to think about what you're doing with your finances. not telling right. you not to buy something, but $5 is what's the percentage, Paul? You're the you're my mathematician, man.
I wasn't listening. What's the question?
$5. What's the percentage of a $300 figure? $5 out.
I'm not a math guy. I'm an English major, man. Let me get a calculator.
Why are you running my books?
Well, that's a whole different conversation.
You're right.
That's only like
3%.
Not even a 2%.
There you go. So
like 1.6%.
I'd be interested to see why it went up only $5. I think if I was going to want to catch the ire from a very vocal fan base, I would do like 25. Five doesn't feel like it's worth my time to listen right. to people's crap. But, you know.
So, and, you know, and as a result of all this, Hasbro's bumped their standard price from $24.99 to, I think, $25.99 on like G.I. Joe's. They've been
creeping up a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NECA's went up by about $5. They're $29.99. I think they're at $34.99 in store.
$34.99
in hobby shops, $39.99.
Yeah, some stores. I know with my Nosferatu, I paid like $39.99 for it. Didn't hurt my feelings. That's fine. Could I have got it at Big Bad Toy Store and saved a dollar? You know, whatever.
But you look at it after shipping. I mean, that's the difference, I guess. Yeah. But that if you equate gas and the travel, I mean, it's all the same.
It all comes out in the wash. So for me anyway. And plus I also get to spend money at a local store and you know, keep them in business. So what do I know? Oh, guys. Paul, what you got for us next? What we got? Oh yeah. Mezco and their 5-point figure. They got the Batman animated license. These look absolutely fantastic. I've pre-ordered all of them. And the Batmobile, I don't think we have any pictures up with like all the accessories and stuff, but holy crap. They're come on like cards that look very reminiscent of the original animated series figures. I'm interested to see these eventually in hand and have them next to my old Batman animated stuff, because that Robin has never been done like that well. Like the original animated series Robin is pretty crappy, and that Catwoman, the original Catwoman's pretty shitty as well. So these are going to be really cool upgrades to add to my animated series vintage display. So for me, I'm all about these, but I'm also a Batman animated series like fanatic, and I could probably teach a college class on the merits of this damn cartoon. So, we got the Batmobile in there too. I think the Batmobile was like 40 something and then 40. And then the figures were like $20 a piece, but they sold them in a group for like $79.99. So not bad.
I happen to be on the site at the moment.
There you go.
No, actually, the set with the Batmobile and all the figures is $125.
That's what I end up paying, plus shipping. So, I'll be really stoked to get those in hand. They look like the vintage ones, so digging it. What else we got, guys? Mythic Legions, Batman. Oh, here we go, Paul. Go back to the D&D. Oh, God. This caused some controversy. Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am I'm probably the biggest fan of the D&D animated series here amongst all of us. Paul, probably pretty high. But anyway, big fan of this. Have the... was it Hasbro? Let's put these out. Yeah, Hasbro. Put the original ones out from, you know, late last year, two waves with Venger and the DM and Dungeon Master and everybody. So that didn't go very well. Some people complain. Paul's got one there in hand. So anyway, they didn't go very well. Some of them end up going to Ollie's. Second wave ended up hitting Target and then going basically on clearance pretty immediate. And there's still remnants of these floating around. The cool thing about these are if you get all four of them, you get that right there. You get that accessory pack. So that's kind of cool. I don't need all of them, though, because I have the two humans. But the bad guys, that's, man. What is that guy's name? Denon. Oh, Lord. It escapes me.
What is it? I'm no help.
Yeah.
No, it's Denon. Denian or something. Anyway, Dragon Rider. That Dragon Rider guy haunted me as a kid. I'm super stoked to see that as a figure. That one got pre-ordered. And then the Shadow Demons. That's my callback to the Dio. He looks very... what's Dio's guy? Marvin? Demon? Yeah. He reminds me of that. So anyway, you get a two-pack of Shadow Demons. $55, though, which goes back to Super 7 and their Ultimates line. A lot of stuff went on clearance in the last year. And I see a lot of stuff getting ready to go on clearance.
That's how I got him.
Yep, you got your Stitch. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. I'd hate to get into that line and then recommit to buying all the humans again and just to hope we get some really cool bad guys and they can't finish out the line. That sucks.
Right.
I think the Simpsons line's going to feel that way. You're only going to get like two or three of the main cast and then the rest of it's not going to happen. So, yeah. It kind of sucks. It'd be like they did three waves of Animaniacs and they didn't finish. So you just get Wacko and So that would suck. So I don't know what's going to happen with all that fun stuff with Super 7 and those. People were up in arms, man. They were angry. A lot of anger this year already about toys. Sad.
And people are just uppity.
Yeah. Could be, man. Could be. I've never seen people get that bent out of shape. So yeah. It's like, look, if you don't like it, don't buy it. And if you like it, buy two. I don't give a shit, you know?
Right. Well, buy what you like. Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah. And if you have to, buy it on clearance, right? It seems like.
Oh, yeah. I got my Rumble Society.
Baby. There you go. Because, yeah. He's all decked out in his Mezco fanboyishness. I like it. What else we got? We got anything else? I mean, it's been kind of some stuff, but I mean,
wrestling figure wise, it's been pretty quiet. The only two things that's popped up for me, NECA is doing this called the NECA Vault Mondays.
Man, okay.
And every Monday they're releasing stuff from the vault. So the first Monday in January, they released two aliens, Vasquez Comic-Con exclusive, and then the crazy one, which made me think of Billy, is they had the complete recalled set of Django Unchained.
Yeah.
That, I say recalled because they went out, and then they were recalled due to controversy because of the figures. Billy ran out and scored them all before they got pulled off the shelves, and they sold them all in a set for $1,000 on the NECA Vault website, and it sold out immediately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they put them up. They put the set up there for $1,000. And then I seen the second week, they put up some kind of, I've never seen the movie. I should. I'm a Tarantino fan. The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or whatever movie, they put up some kind of lunchbox.
Yeah, they did that. They did.
It's like super expensive.
Yeah, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive ALF.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that old. It came like last year.
Yeah.
And something else. I forget what it was. But yeah, they're doing it every Monday at noon that they release these NECA vaults. And then NECA released those play sets for the Frankenstein and stuff like that for not the Ultimates figures, but their other Universal Monsters.
The ones that look like the Remco.
Like a Remco play set that looks like.
I think it's like $80, man.
Yeah. And it's cool looking.
It's cool, but it's $80. I mean,
yeah. And then the last thing for me was all the Ghostbuster stuff getting announced for Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
Which is the normal sets are coming out for kids, the
No Plasma series though.
No Plasma series. Yeah. No, yet. People are yet. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. they are releasing, Hasbro's releasing a retro release of the Fright features, the four pack.
I've seen those.
People are slightly kind of miffed about that though, because in the original set, it came with Janine as a Fright feature and they skipped over her. They just did the four.
They do the four and Janine?
Yep. When the first came out,
it looks like she's going to factor in really big into the new movie. So I think it's really dumb to skip her.
Yep, they skipped her out of this retro re-release. And the weird thing about it is it's a Target exclusive till April. And then after that, it's wide release to all stores. It's no longer going to be a Walmart exclusive like it was with the previous set. So everybody's going to be able to get it anywhere. Shortly thereafter, I was able to pre-order the whole set on Entertainment Earth.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's coming in February. So I don't know what's going on. Hasbro saying one thing, and then they're doing another. So I don't know what's going on with that. And they're relatively cheap. They're like $14.99.
Yeah.
For the Fright features. And then the regular set, like I said, the set for Frozen Empire is very much for little kids.
It looks like the ones they put out for the last movie. They look like they're almost very much the same. Animated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much the same. They're doing the cars and they're doing stuff like that, but yeah, it's pretty small as far as, promoting it. I think Plasma Series, here's the thing. Last time they did this with Plasma Series, they released the original series of Plasma for Afterlife. They did the kids and they did three of the originals, and then the two pack with Phoebe and Egon didn't come out till well after the movie came out because it was a spoiler.
Yeah.
If it would have came out before, you would have known what the ending was going to be, which leads me to believe that's why we haven't seen a Pulse series. Maybe it's not going to come out until after the movie comes out, so nothing's being given away.
That would be the optimal. I mean, I think that would be great. But the thing of it is, though, with the kids, I mean, the only new figures you can do for Afterlife would be, I guess,
it shows Paul Rudd in a jumpsuit, shows their mom in a jumpsuit. At one point, there's this picture I saw from Empire Magazine of Janine in a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's those three that could be released in a Plasma. And then potentially, Natty, who knows, you could get two more Ghostbuster figures, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The idea of Dan and Bill both address the idea of both their characters dying at some point.
Yeah. I mean,
so you could might be potentially
holding that back. Yeah. They might be holding close to the vest because they don't want to do anything. Because I know that would be fun. That would be fun to see. I would like to see Ghostbuster figures. The problem is though, is like with Ghostbusters, there's how much can you do?
You know, if you go films, you can't go that far into it. You got a few more steps, but not very many. This year is the 40th anniversary of the first movie and the 35th anniversary of the second movie. The 35th anniversary for the second movie could lend to a whole Plasma run of them in the black jumpsuits and the slime blowers. You could get a Viggo figure. You could get a Janosch figure.
Want to see them embrace more the real Ghostbuster side.
That's where I think that it's going to start tracking.
I think that's where it should go. Myself, I think that would be really cool to see.
And at some point, there's supposed to be a new animated series coming to Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
And so cool. I think, and then also they slid one in on me. They never released Extreme Ghostbusters on DVD except for in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It slipped into the radar this week that it's available to pre-order for US for DVD, and it drops the 2 days before the movie releases on DVD through Amazon.
Smart.
So I pre-ordered, it was only like $15 because it's only one season.
Yeah.
So they finally got the rights to that, which also again leads to more action
on, I forget,
Hulu.
Yeah. Hulu. Yeah.
But that also lends to more action figures.
Yeah. That'd be nice. I mean, I'd love to see them go back and do that stuff. With the Extreme Ghostbusters, it would behoove them to definitely do new sculpts and things, because those figures don't really, you know, they don't hold up that well.
No, they don't. And there was again another short run.
Yeah,
but that's the only. Also, that's the only time they ever made a Sam Hain.
Well, they did the Sam Hain in the retro style, the 8-inch figures.
God, about him.
Yeah,
And he was a two pack with Janine that was like Target to Toys R Us exclusive.
Yeah, anyway, the Mego ones. Yeah, I had it. It was the pop up firehouse one.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's interesting. There's just a lot of anniversaries in 2024. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, 2024. You're looking at 40th anniversary of Gremlins, 40th anniversary of Nightmare on Elm Street, 40th anniversary for Ghostbusters.
It's a lot of stuff to capitalize on.
Yeah, it makes me feel older.
Yeah, I mean, the
money
next
on the table, boys.
You're looking at the next 2 or 3 years. I mean,
yeah. Oh no, trust me. My I'm like we were just talking. I turned 46 this year, and tell me about it. Trust me, all my childhood is celebrating an anniversary real soon around me. So yeah, I'm feeling it.
Same here with me turning 50. So
yeah, I was like, everything, all the stuff I grew up with, like you just said, Gremlins, Ghostbusters. I'm like, holy shit. I was 5. I was 6. I, you know, yeah, I'm in trouble. AARPs looking for me.
I've been getting AARP since I was 30. What the hell?
Don't knock the AARP discounts, man.
Just Paul.
I will when I qualify.
Okay. I can't wait to see McFarlane start offering AARP discounts. Some of these toy companies need to consider.
Well, I mean, he's still dabbling with NFTs, so I'm sure he's on the move there. Not sorry. As much as I love that man, there's also times where I want to. Yeah, but whatever. He has a
home run baseball.
Yeah. There's that. Well, yeah. The whole bringing back, I ain't going to bitch too loud, the bringing back movie maniacs that don't move.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. I mean, there's some
cool movie, but they're movie, but they're not maniacs.
Movie. Yeah.
There's a couple of them that are maniacs.
Clark Griswold.
I think they should be called Warner Brother maniacs and just be done with it. That's pretty much what they are.
Or just call them Warner Brother Film Select Series or something.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to look at Ted Lasso and go, man, that's a movie maniac.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I love the show, but
I do too. I love me huge. Yeah, I mean,
that's not doesn't really fall in that fall in that category.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Like I seen the one I almost bought. It was the Nick Cage from Mandy, and I'm like, I kind of want that. If
you could just if you want to do a movie maniac, you could literally do a whole collection of just Nicolas Cage figures from different movies, and there you go. Because it's kind of a hat wearing a hat. It's a maniac who's a maniac.
Playing a maniac dressed up as another maniac.
Yeah.
Just give me one of his recent ones.
Yeah.
Very just give me a wicker man with him with the bees.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. A whole Nicolas Cage wave of figures. Again, money on the table, boys. I think we need to, we need to figure this out. Just
imagining the dream scenario figure for that one. Have you guys watched that movie yet? Not yet.
Oh, I did just watch The Retirement Plan, though.
I haven't watched that one.
What's the one that I really liked? The Color and the Shape, or The Color and Space?
The Color of Space.
The Color of Space.
Color from Outer Space.
Yeah, that one was really good.
I've heard a lot of good things about Willy's Wonderland.
That was really good.
Yeah. For me, though, it's all about the Cheddar Goblin with Mandy. So, yeah, those are... Oh, God. Yeah. We ought to have a Nick Cage just movie night. And it's only modern Cage. It's like after he had to sell his comic books and divorced Lisa Marie, Nick Cage. Like that's the
after National Treasure. No,
Raising Arizona is still one of my favorites.
That might be one of the greatest movies ever made, and we can talk about that in length.
Quite possible.
Yes, I am a huge fan of that movie. That like Raising Arizona is like in my top 2 or 3, and it depends on the day whether or not it beats The Burbs as like my like all time like favorite movies. I love The Burbs. Infinitely quotable.
I want to like a line of figures for things like, What Dreams May Come and, or not that Moonstruck and,
any piece of plastic can be misconstrued as Cher.
That's true.
But with the microwave, yes.
Peggy Sue Got Married, The Family Man, and Captain Curly's Mandolin. That's series.
We can also have him in his early when he was Nicholas Coppola, and we could have him from his Fast Times at Ridgemont High cameo.
Yeah. Or Peggy Sue got married.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what's that? What's the one where he's no, that was Jim Carrey. Fuck it. Vampire movie.
Vampire's Rumble Kiss.
Fish. Yeah,
he did Vampire's Kiss.
Once Bitten.
Once Bitten, that's yeah. It. There you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Vampire's Kiss is the one where he's running down the street screaming he's a vampire.
So can we cut to, Paul, when you edit this, cut to the video of the car going off the cliff and exploding in the flames? Because that's what just happened. We
our went first off the rails.
Foyer into YouTube bursted into a glorious hot mess.
You cut me off before I could say he could do the, we could have a left behind figure and marketed explicitly to the Christian crowd.
Would there be a Kirk Cameron a Chase variant figure?
No, that's the build a figure.
Build a figure.
Is that Kevin Sorbo too?
When I saw that they were remaking Left Behind with Nicolas Cage, I was so excited because I'm like, this is going to be the biggest train wreck of a film. Like, it's going to be the most batshit thing I've ever seen. And it was just dull. I'm like, I've read the books. Aww. And I know it's the whole movie was like the first, I don't know, third of the first book. They just left them on the plane. I'm like, that, what? And you could have done so much.
He was like, left behind.
It could have been on the plane? The Christian Wicker Man. Yeah. Or something. Just, I was so looking forward, and they just, that's how disappointed I was. Not that it was a bad film.
One of my goals,
epically bad.
One of my goals in life before you guys have to haul me off and put me in the ground and stack stones on me so I don't crawl out is to milk a bunch of people for money and to make a overtly a tongue-in-cheek Christian porn.
Okay, let me just say that in the late 90s, when I had said a friend of mine and I, we talked about, you know, that was, it was a very tongue in cheek thing, but we talked about like a Christian porn website, you know, so this is not a new idea, Billy.
Oh,
but I mean, it's Latin. So
wouldn't the concept of Orgasmo, a Mormon going door to door, and they recruit him to be in a porno?
Yeah, but mine would be like very like Chick Tracks based. It would be like they're telling you all the good things to do, but tongue in cheek, no pun intended there. Like, yeah, it would be bad. It'd be like, there'd be like the devil over in the corner. Like, see, totally like talking out to like some dude selling his wife to like a crackhead behind a dumpster. And oh, it'd be awesome.
You're basically talking about a Lil Nas X video.
This is what you're talking about. Yeah. Only, yeah. Only way more gayer. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be awesome. Anyway, that's what I want to do. And then the action figures come out. So, yeah.
Posable.
Oh,
with spring action features.
No, man, it's like those tails. It's got the little bendy wire in them.
I thought you were gonna say there's a little lever on the back where you click it, like, you know,
like my Godzilla.
Yeah.
That brings me to an idea for a topic somewhere later of going over figures that were like recalled for being wildly inappropriate. Oh,
the Tarzan masturbating figure.
Punisher dick gun.
With the big gun that comes out of his holster pants, and
that's
See, if I'd known about, I probably would have become a much bigger toy collector if I had known about these existing.
Man, I'll be honest with you, I get on AliExpress a lot, and it's frightening what comes from overseas through dark channels to order. I've watched a lot of guys that customize figures. I've seen some. It's some pretty interesting things. A lot of 3D printing is opening up a whole world of filth, and I'm enjoying it. So
it seems like a good note to end the episode.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
We're going down a rabbit hole. I'm afraid to go in the
again. Add the car. Woo! We Thelma and Louise this bitch right off the ledge.
Plane going down in flames.
This episode brought to you by Acme.
Train running off the rails.
I'm looking forward if we ever get ad stuff on YouTube, what ads going to get stripped.
Right. You remember, I don't know, a long time ago, Paul's like, I think we need to go on YouTube. Congrats.
This is why.
I can only imagine if we go live.
We've talked about doing once a month in person.
It's bad enough when we go live at Faraday. Then it turns into a giant, like, psychological breakdown of our abused and tortured childhoods and fat belly in a ninja outfit. So, yeah, it's horrible.
Cashing in at Christmas because of divorce.
Go hit that. Go back and watch that extra, that other episode. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. We do a lot of callbacks. We were big on continuity.
Mm-hmm.
No reboots around this place. I'll be quiet. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I know we talked about doing it once a month in person.
That'd be fun. I know where I'm going to start doing reviews. I'm going to do it my style. Some of that. Yeah. Have fun, you know.
Apparently. Two of you on the screen is wanting me to go out into the wild at conventions and be recorded.
Oh, yeah.
If at the end of the day, if you can't have fun and goof off with this, we're adult men that collect toys and stuff and enjoy our nostalgia and our childhoods.
You have to take a piss out of it.
If we're taking ourselves
too serious over this, we've still got some serious problems.
Man, yeah, dude, my blood pressure is high enough from all kinds of other bullshit. I don't lose sleep over about a $5 markup on a goddamn Tom McFarlane figure. No. It is not the case. If I don't like it, I don't buy it.
Exactly.
And if I don't buy it and it goes up in value, I'll bitch later. My right. My right.
Well, seeing as how I don't keep anything in the package, I don't think any of my stuff's going to increase too much in value anyways.
Dude, I have fell
behind. At the end of the day, it's my money, my choice.
My choice, my money.
Bingo.
My choice, my money. My body. Motherfuckers. Hands made tail off me. Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap it up, guys. Welcome to YouTube.
Oh, it did that cut off everybody?
No.
No.
Oh, you started like talking. You moved your mouth, but it looked like you'd stop talking. So yeah. So well, thank you everybody for joining us on this whatever episode it is. 27? Is that what we decided? 26?
Shit. Yeah, no reboots.
Yeah. The next episode. So, yeah. Thanks for joining us. And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm sorry. And what are we supposed to say at the end of all those? I don't know. That like button. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah, smash your mom for me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you gotta smash. You can't just click the like button. You gotta smash it.
You flick it. You can't like it. You gotta flick that like button.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Push the subscribe and ring the bell. Ring
the bell. Let me play the outro one more time and see if we can't time it right. So.
Posted that picture of myself that we were getting ready to record, and Twitter put a sensitivity notice on it.